I don't like living in the city. I used to see fields and flowers out my window. Now all I see are houses.
New beginnings can be super hard, but they can also be an exciting new opportunity to trust God. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids. I hope that you're doing well. As always, my name is Zach. I will never forget having to move away from my house and friends when I was in the eighth grade. Now, instead of living in the country with lots of room to explore, my family moved to the city. I was really sad about it. You know, it is okay to be sad about change. Just remember that God will be with you every step of the way, just like it says in Joshua 1:9. This is my command, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And now for our story. It's entitled, City Living. Tears fell down Leah's cheeks as she and her parents drove past their old house in the country to see what it looked like now. They had moved to the city to be closer to her dad's work, but Leah had loved living in the country and really missed her old house. She wished they could have stayed. Leah's old house looked so different now. The bushes her dad had planted seemed bigger, and the new owners had painted the house a different color. I like the old color better, Leah thought to herself. When Dad pulled into the driveway of their new home, Leah jumped out of the car and ran to her room. She grabbed her favorite stuffed animal and stared out the window. She used to see trees and fields outside her window. Now all she saw were more houses. Mom walked into Leah's room. "Are you okay?" she asked. "Yeah, I just wish we still lived in the country. Why did things have to change?" "The move was a big change for all of us, but living in the city can be fun too." Mom came and stood next to Leah at the window. "Life changes are hard sometimes, but knowing that Jesus never changes and is always with us can give us peace and comfort when we are going through big changes in life." Hebrews 13:8 says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." The next morning, Leah and her mom went for a walk in their new neighborhood. They met their neighbor, Mrs. Franklin, and her daughter, Chelsea. Chelsea was the same age as Leah. Mrs. Franklin invited Leah and her mom into their backyard. While Mom and Mrs. Franklin visited on the patio, Chelsea and Leah ran and played. Chelsea had a cool treehouse. "Maybe living in the city won't be so bad after all," Leah told her mom on their walk home. "I already found something I like about the city, our neighbors." Mom smiled. "God is always with us, and He knows exactly what we need." That night, Leah thanked God for her new friend. She was thankful He was always with her and that He cared about her needs. So how about you? Is change hard for you? Change can make you feel homesick or lonely or scared or anxious, but God wants to replace those feelings with peace. He never changes, and He promises to be with you in every situation. So next time you're in a new place or starting a new school, think of it as a great adventure with Jesus by your side. Turn your worries over to Him, and He will give you peace and contentment. Our key verse is Joshua 1:9.
"This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go."
And our key thought, God is with you.
Have you checked out Keys for Kids Radio? Here's what kids have to say.
Hello, I'm Adley. I listen to Keys for Kids Radio, and I want God to hear my heart.
Check out Keys for Kids Radio at keysforkids.net or search for Keys for Kids in your app store.
Well, thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today. As always, I'm Zach. We'll see you tomorrow.